It is 27 before the top of the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Tom's enjoying his Thanksgiving vacation. Sybil and Jay are here. This is Skip. The new book, The I Factor, How Building a Great Relationship with Yourself is the Key to a Happy, Successful Life. Our special guest today, not a doctor, but the pastor of Worship Center Christian Church in Birmingham, Alabama, Pastor Van Moody. Happy Thanksgiving, Pastor.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Skip and Sybil and Jay Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Looking over your book, The I Factor, it is really good. I mean, it's a lot in there that's really helping me out just from scanning over, you know, through several chapters. And for people that don't know what The I Factor is, can you explain exactly what it is?
Absolutely. The I Factor is really about how people think about themselves, how they feel about themselves, and relate to themselves. It's kind of a combination of dynamics that converge to form the totality of a person's relationship with him or herself. That's what the I Factor is all about. How do you manage the most difficult and challenging relationship that you will ever have, and that's the one with yourself?
How do you discover your I Factor?
Well, you know, it's beyond discovery. We all have it, and your I Factor is on display with every single thing that you do in life. It's what drives you. It's what motivates your decisions and your actions. It's kind of a roadmap that you've been following, sometimes even without knowledge. But it's about not just discovering that you have it, but making sure that it's healthy, because your I Factor infuses everything that you do.
It seems like we're in a society of I. Everything is focused on me, on selfies, on all of that. Is this a part of it?
Well, not necessarily. I think when people see the book title, they immediately think that what I'm trying to do is give them a path to be self-absorbed. But there are two great tasks in life, Sybil. The first task is you got to find yourself, and that's what the I Factor is about, not just the surface stuff of, you know, what you wear and what you want to do, but who are you at your core? You know, what are the unique factors and qualities that make you who you are? And then once you find yourself, the second great task is you got to lose yourself, meaning this is not a book to give you a pass to always stay focused on you, but to do the real work to get healthy at your core, so that you can make a difference in life and in the lives of other people, most importantly.
How does one come to, is it usually after a difficult time or one of great desperation or a very serious event where one realizes that we have to do some work on ourselves in order to deal with ourselves?
You know, sometimes for many people it does happen after a traumatic event. Sometimes there's a series of things that happen where people realize, wait a minute, like I keep stumbling, I keep getting in my own way. Why is it that it's not quite happening for me? And then people realize, Sybil, that often the greatest common denominator in all of these situations, good or bad, is you. And so what's interesting is, and I deal with this in the book, everywhere you go, there you are. It's not always somebody else's issue. At some point, you got to say, what is my contribution to this? Because if I can be healthy, everything that I connect with going forward is going to benefit from that.
Pastor, how do you deal with something? You know, you hear people go, something told me not to do that. Do you listen to something?
Something told me to do
that.
Yeah,
something told me to do
it
that.
It gets them into trouble. Yeah.
I fight with something all the time.
You know, something can be healthy, but then you've also got to be careful, because sometimes what people call something is just what the world has really led them to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's about finding your voice and knowing who you are at your core, and then allowing that to lead you to make the best decisions and not being influenced so much by everybody else. That's what's really interesting about this I Factor concept. Many people remember my previous book, The People Factor, that dealt with the relationships around you. But what I realized is there's a parallel truth that nobody can get in your way quite like you can. And so it's really about digging deeper than everybody else and even their influence on your life, and dealing with you, and really what matters most is how you handle yourself.
Do you also find that, you know, if you have a lot of people tell you that you're a certain way, that's pretty much who you are, and then some people have a hard time accepting
like
that?
Like you just like your daddy?
Oh, yeah. That's a really big issue. One of the main things I talk about is identity, and a lot of people think that their identity is based on what happened to them or what somebody else told them, instead of doing the real work to peel the onion to really find out who they are. But that's necessary.
And what are your office hours, sir?
All the time. Need to come. All
the time. Be there just as soon as they open up. We've got 10 copies of the book, I Factor, available to Text Time Club members. You can text questions to 646464, and Pastor Van Moody will answer them on blackamericaweb.com for the next hour. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Pastor Van Moody, pastor of the Worship Center Christian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Happy Thanksgiving to you,
God
sir.
God bless you, sir.
Happy
Thank you.
Thanksgiving to you guys. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Great.